You didn't do anything with politics immediately, though. You went into other things. Didn't you become a home builder?
Yes. What happened, I stayed here and got my master's in 1961. Spent a year doing that. And I wrote a paper called The Need of a Multi-County Organization for the Economic Growth of Southeast Oklahoma. Because this has been on my heart, you know. My advisor recommended I apply for a Pfizer land grant scholarship. That's kind of the first Pfizer man, you know. It was mainly in rural development. I was here, and good Lord bless me, because the Christmas of 61, I met my wife-to-be at the door of the library.
And what was her name?
Lou Rogers at that time.
And you met her at the door of the library?
Yes. I left the infirmary job, and I took really the best job on the campus. I was head doorman of the OSU library. I was checking out books. As I tell them, I was checking out other things, too. But Lou Rogers was a daughter of a Presbyterian minister from Cushing. She was going to Park College outside of Kansas City at that time, a Presbyterian school, her father being a Presbyterian minister. But she had come back home to Cushing and had come over to OSU during the Christmas of 1961 to do research paper and to use the OSU library. When I was informed that I should check her out, studying on second floor. So I did, when she started to leave, introduce myself to her, and then we dated some. But in Christmas of 62, I gave her an engagement ring, but I was working on my doctorate at the University of Maryland in rural development. I had the scholarship to go, and I went up there. When I came back, Lou and I, we decided she was going to American University. We'd get married in 63. While I was there, we were back to get married. President Wilhelm, the president of Oklahoma State University, saw me standing in Whitehurst Hall. He came in there and said, Wes, what are you doing nowadays? And I said, President Wilhelm, I'm working on my doctorate at the University of Maryland. And he said, well, I was just kind of interested in what you're doing because we're going to set up a high school relations program and we won't hire a full-time person to do that. I asked him about it a little bit. He said, I've got to go through the regions to get money. That was 1963. He said, if you're interested, I'll call you. He did call me about 6 weeks later and offered me the job. First week, I think it was in August. So Lou and I, even though we were just newlyweds and all, we headed back to Stillwater, OSU, pulling our little home. Our first home was an 8 feet by 22 feet travel trailer. For 4 years, I went across the state of Oklahoma, speaking to high schools. What I tell people, I was preaching the gospel of OSU and trying to inspire young people to lift their vision and plan to go ahead and get more education. And I tell them, if they needed a job, I'll help you. If you're willing to work, I'll help you, just like Fred Lacrone helped me. So I did that for 4 years.
I am sure you influenced many, many, many lives, didn't you?
I'd like to think maybe, you know.
Yeah,
I've done that. That's what the goal was. A lot of them still walk up to me and said, you know, I came to OSU because of you.
Yeah.
And that makes you feel like, hey.
And now many of these kids here, their parents were influenced by it. Maybe grandparents too.
Yeah. Time passed, John. You're right.